You Won't Be Forgotten by Eric Cooper, published on October 14, 2025. I was at a missions meeting recently with the new executive director of the agency we have worked with for decades. He said something sobering I have been chewing on for a month now. I'll paraphrase. I have a short window here in this job. Really, we all have short windows in the big scheme of things. There will come a day when I won't be in leadership here anymore. And not long after, I will become nothing more than a footnote in history. It won't take that long for people to completely forget my name. And a generation or two from now, not even my own family will have much, if any, real memory of me. How's that for encouraging? So let's pour ourselves out for the glory of Jesus with the time we have. That's all that matters. That's all that lasts. I know, this isn't exactly the kind of pep talk you signed up for in this weekly newsletter. But before you hit unsubscribe, let me get there. We all carry a deep, God-given longing to be known, loved, and remembered. But our sin nature hijacks that desire and bends it back toward ourselves. So we either spend our lives striving to make a name for ourselves, or quietly despair when we realize we can't. It's part of the operating system running under the surface. My friend is right, though. The earthly memory of even the most notable among us will fade in a generation, maybe a few if we're lucky. But here's the good news. Jesus says, I know you, Psalm 139:1. I love you, Romans 5:8. Your name is written on the palms of my hands, Isaiah 49:15-16. You don't have to strive for what I've already given to you, John 19:30. You will never be forgotten by your Savior. So instead of chasing what we already have in Christ today, let's spend our lives worshiping God, loving our neighbors, and making Jesus known to the ends of the earth. Do you long for deeper purpose and meaning in your life? My friends, there is no greater purpose than this: accelerating the Great Commission through the marketplace. Eric Cooper, The Stone Table.